This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said Tuesday the situation in Syria has improved dramatically. He said aid shipments to the eastern part of the city of Aleppo would soon be possible. De Mistura hailed what he called a drop in violence over the first 24 hours of a ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia.
Comparing the bottom line to previous days, there is no doubt a significant drop in violence.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that it had received not a single report of combatants or civilians killed by fighting in any areas covered by the truce. Syria and Israel issued conflicting claims Tuesday about the fate of Israeli military aircraft that conducted airstrikes on the Syrian side of the border in the Golan Heights area. Syria's state-run Sana News Agency says the Israeli plane and drone went down. But Israel says, although Syria fired two missiles, the aircraft were not harmed. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres suffered a stroke Tuesday. According to one report, the 93-year-old Mr. Peres had been put in an induced coma in an Israeli hospital. The Nobel laureate is said to be in serious condition. The separatist leader in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region has announced a unilateral ceasefire starting at midnight on Wednesday. In a recorded statement aired on Russian television Tuesday, Alexander Zakharchenko said he had ordered rebels' troops to cease fire and urged Ukraine to do the same. He accused Kiev of a lack of willingness to solve the problem in a peaceful manner. This is VOA News. German authorities have arrested three men suspected of membership in the Islamic State group. The three were allegedly sent into the country last year. Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière says the men were arrested in the northern part of the country. He said it appears that they used the same smugglers and received the same kind of phony Syrian passports as some of those involved in the Paris attacks. Media reports say Turkey has made its first formal request for the United States to arrest a cleric blamed for leading the failed July coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly accused Fethullah Gulen of being behind the coup plot. He says he's not. Turkish officials have been informally demanding Gulen's extradition for weeks. U.S. President Barack Obama is campaigning Tuesday for Hillary Clinton as she takes off a few days from the presidential race to recover from pneumonia. "I'm really into electing Hillary Clinton," Mr. Obama told cheering supporters in Philadelphia.
"I believe there has never been a man or a woman more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as our president."
Clinton told CNN late Monday she expects to resume campaigning later this week. Three technology experts who helped manage the private email accounts of presidential candidate Clinton asserted their right against self-incrimination Tuesday and refused to answer questions from a congressional investigating panel. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee attempted to undercut the conclusion reached by U.S. investigators that no criminal charges were warranted against Clinton. Reuters reports the United States and Israel have agreed on a 10-year military aid package. The State Department says the pact will be signed on Wednesday. The Memorandum of Understanding calls for a record $38 billion in U.S. military funding for Israel. The United States government is accusing China of unfairly adjusting the prices of corn, wheat, and rice, hurting U.S. exporters and farmers. President Barack Obama says unfair Chinese subsidies distort prices, lead to production by China, overproduction by Chinese farmers, and disadvantage American farmers. In South Korea Tuesday, two American B-1 bombers flew in from Guam in a show of force. Meanwhile, U.S. and South Korean diplomats met to coordinate a response to North Korea's fifth nuclear test conducted Friday. The Pentagon says it has confirmed a U.S. airstrike last month indeed did kill the Islamic State group spokesman and chief strategist in a statement Monday. Defense Department spokesman Peter Cook said the August 30th strike against Abu Muhammad al-Adnani in Syria was one of several killings. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Begin broadcast.